Welcome to Community Voices, a production of NPR Illinois. I'm your co-host, Jeff Williams. In the studio, Christopher D. Sims. Christopher, what's up?
What's good? What's happening?
Man, okay, so first off, Christopher D. Sims, do you go by that a lot?
I do, yeah. I've used it a lot, and people see that name. I've been on the internet, and I've seen other Chris Sims and Chris A. Sims, and maybe two or three other, you know, Christopher Sims, so the D. And then if I need to expand it, I'll use my whole middle name.
Right.
And that's Don Shale, D-O-N-S-H-A-L-E, so.
Right, right. Yeah, I've had to use Curtis sometimes, my middle name. Christopher, writer, community organizer, educator, activist. What's crazy is, I was just at the pharmacy gallery in our space, and I was looking at a Delinda Chapman painting right then, and all of a sudden this person approached me, and it was Christopher. It's kind of a neat setting to kind of get to know each other better right here.
Totally.
You know, so it's kind of cool. So, yeah, you gave me a little bit of background, but tell me some of the background about how you coming up or being in Springfield now.
You know, what's interesting too, Jeff, I want to say several years ago, Sheila Walk
reached
out to me via email and asked me would I come judge the statewide poetry competition.
Right, okay.
So that was my first kind of initial introduction to Springfield, the art scene. So her and I went back and forth, and we plugged it, we made it happen. And I came down on the train from Chicago. I'm from Rockford. So that was pretty cool. That was an awesome weekend, and I heard some young people doing some really good stuff with poetry. So, and then maybe not too long after that, I started talking with Martin Wolf, who's the minister at the UU congregation here.
Okay.
And him and Shatria Smith, the three of us were talking about bringing me down here to perform at that congregation. So that didn't work out because the pandemic hit. It was there.
Right, right. So you knew Shatria a little bit beforehand then?
Yep.
Okay.
And then, she runs she's a part of a poetry group on Facebook, The Messenger. So her, I, and a bunch of other poets in the area are in that group. So I've gotten to know Springfield through the poetry group and the folks getting down with the art scene here. So it's really cool that manifested the way it did.
Yeah, that's super cool, though. You were really active in Rockford and Chicago and kind of just, since you're here more recently, just getting kind of into the reaching out to people. I mean, knowing Shatria, that's a big help because Shatria knows a lot of people.
Yeah. Through her and through some folk I've met who attend the UU congregation.
Right.
And, just folk I'm meeting. I'm going downtown a lot. I'm hanging out by the old State Capitol building. I've met Jenny at Studio 6.
Yep.
You mentioned Monica.
Monica at the Wild Rose.
Yeah, her recently. And then there's a guy named Justin he runs the State Capitol and other building. He's a facility guy.
Oh, okay.
So even him I've met. And I'm a very friendly and open guy that I just like to meet people, man. So
yeah, well, I know you walked right up to me and we just started talking for, a half an hour, something like that.
Man. But yeah, I either wind up in the right place at the right time or I just see cool people and I'll start talking to them, man. I'm just that way. And it helps being I'm a community organizer brought here to work for Illinois People's Action, IPA for short.
Right.
So in that job, I have to reach out to people and talk to them. And I've been having a pretty good fortune doing that.
Yeah, right on. That's cool. So then you were involved with, it looks like you were a member of the Lighthouse Writers Workshop.
Yeah, out of Denver. Yeah. Not only am I a poet performing, but I'm an educator too. So Lighthouse picked me up several years ago and I'm on their roster. If they need somebody to teach this class or that class regarding poetry, I can do that.
Oh, right on.
That's cool. A pretty awesome opportunity.
Yeah, right on. I like it. Yeah, like talk about anything. We will be working together, I think, at the dim art house that's right next to the Staley Studio, located in the Dance Creations Dance Studio, which is it's on Cottonwood here in Springfield, but some of the other people who help run that, Janet Kripe, who owns the building, she owns the dance studio section.
Nice.
Recently, she's realized she had a lot of, like, some extra space that she mm-hmm. kind of was just using as storage mm-hmm. for some of the things that she needed for her dance, mm-hmm. her performances and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she's like, man, I could kind of clear these out and maybe use them, rent them, you know, out as spaces.
Nice.
So recently, so that's why Dim Art House was able to find another physical location there. Mm-hmm. And Staley Studios, which is Diane DiLeonardo and Amy Lynn have. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of nice because it's compartments, but we don't have to maintain the whole building or anything mm-hmm. like that, and gives us space to do more creative things.
Mm-hmm.
All that being said, with this show that they had kind of come up with called Alchemy,
mm-hmm.
thought it'd be kind of a cool thing to... you know, to reach out to other artists. That's what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because we had this meeting and we were like, well, we should have some local people, but then some people from other areas too. And it was right around the time that you and I met.
Cool.
You know what I mean? So then I was like, oh, this will be perfect, because I was like, I really don't know too much about Christopher, you know, so uh-huh. it'll be cool to have him come in, and then not many other people would too. So it'd be like this this fresh person coming in and mm-hmm. stuff. So I thought that would be kind of a cool thing.
Awesome, man.
To do. So
I'm glad you asked too, bro, because yeah, man, performing, I've done a ton, and I started mm-hmm. performing when I was very young, and it was breakdancing first.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Old school breakdance.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then yeah, man, that morphed eventually into I joined a rap group, old school rap group called City Rap Force at Haskell Elementary School in Rockford. And then from there, it just took off, man.
Right.
So not only am I a poet and spoken word artist, I can rap too. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
yeah.
So that was like around the same time, breakdancing and stand mm-hmm. kind of started rapping around the same time?
It was a little bit after I wound up at Haskell, and then started, yeah, freestyling and rapping with some and writing raps with guys at Haskell, but definitely the breakdancing
mm-hmm.
came before, because I was still a huge fan of the old movie Beach Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, we had a little group that we kind of thought we knew what we were doing, you know what I mean? But we were not very good. Mm-hmm. We got into one out at the Illinois State Fairgrounds.
Nice.
We got into a competition. It was we were terrible, man. We, at the same time, there's these other dudes, man. Woody Ollier, his sister actually makes some great artwork here in town.
Nice.
Like, kind of reconnected after like tons of years. At the same time as we were doing that, the band thing, we were kind of starting to take off with our band thing. So it was kind of, then after a while, it's like, oh, shoot.
Uh-huh.
We're not that great at break dancing. We better go ahead and just try to stick with these guitars, because we weren't these other dudes were killing us, you know. So
gotcha.
But anyhow, so then you kind of came up from that and mm-hmm. then started to like just sort of perform more and stuff.
Yeah, there was a fifth and sixth grade talent show that performed in, and then I kept with the rap, but wasn't performing a ton. And then when I got to college, I went to school at Rust College in Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Oh,
Then met up with some guys from Chicago.
They were down there?
Yeah. And that school recruits heavily in Chicago. So mm-hmm. shout out to the Bearcats, Rust College. Yeah, we met up with some guys who were heavy in the rap and hip hop, and then in some talent shows at Rust College. So that too added to my ability to perform. And then once in around the late 90s, early 2000s, I started writing social justice poetry and pieces like I Met Her at a Bookstore and I Am a Poet. And then that elevated my performance experiences to the highest degree. And then since then, I haven't looked back, and I've performed all over the country, New York City, Memphis, San Diego, Honolulu, so different places.
Honolulu, man.
Beautiful, man.
Right,
beautiful.
Right, right. I've never been to Hawaii, you know. I've had friends who live out there, and they're like, man, if you ever want to come out. I just haven't, but it's a different thing, you know.
It is, bro. I remember I was with a group called the Illy Intercultural Leadership Institute. We had three places that we went, and Honolulu was, I think it was the last on the trip, and mm-hmm. amazing. I've never seen water so clear.
Oh, yeah.
And water so close to you where it's not frightening, but it's, I mean, man, you have to face it and get used to how much water is out there. And it's just, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
And one thing that I love about, especially Native Hawaiians, they're some of the most easy to be around, easy to get to know, and compassionate about their culture,
mm-hmm.
people that I've ever met. Yeah. They're very hospitable, and you can just see Hawaii all in them. And then just the whole water culture, mm-hmm. being kind and considerate, being passionate, and just being really amazing people. And that, I mean, that's Native Hawaiians all day long, right, and I'm glad I got a chance to experience that.
Right. Well, it's cool because when you do see things like that, it shifts your own perspective in a way, how these other people are and stuff. So, Rust, what town is that in?
Holly Springs.
Holly Springs, okay. And so that had to be kind of like a cultural shift, being all of a sudden in the Deep South.
Big time. That wasn't my first time in the Deep South, but it was my first time in Mississippi, and then going to school at an HBCU.
Right.
Man, amazing. I mean, we definitely had to adjust being Northern Illinois folk, particularly the guys who were my crew, most of us. Yeah, I mean, slowing down, saying yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
Right.
That whole thing was just, man, yeah. It definitely, I think it made us mature and grow up some down there.
Right, right.
And respect the way people live in the Deep South.
Right, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I remember, here again, I don't mean to always be talking about, like, the time I was in the band, but it was just such a long time that we toured, so a lot of my experiences were kind of related to that. But one thing that, to me, one of the first times going into the Deep South and seeing small towns, towns like 200, 1,500 people, and it was seeing kids running around, like just black kids just running around. And, and I'm like, wow, this is crazy. I was so not used to seeing very rural towns with large black populations. And it was a weird thing where it was one of the first times where I was like, why is it like that there and here? So I had to start wrapping my mind around it and then start to kind of dig into, just figure it out for my own. And that was a crazy thing for me. And I don't even know why necessarily, but it was just something I was so not used to, because usually it was like, if I was in a small town, you're just driving through, you see the people, and it didn't seem, it wasn't really like that. So it was like kind of this shift, like it's like, oh wow, it's just different here again, the different places, kind of different things that are happening, the different things that are considered that are cultural norms, but it's different than what you're used to. So,
indeed,
it's just, and that's all there is to it. It's just different than what you're used to.
Yeah, bro. And going into stores and places where everybody was black, that too was, And I experienced that in Memphis too, but yeah, I'm walking in there, and all I'm seeing is people that look like us, and that's it's mind blowing.
Right.
And then they're thankful that you're there.
Yeah.
They're like, come on in.
Right. Yeah,
it's a whole different thing.
Right. Man. Right. And in small, it can be smaller towns. That's the thing that really just was to me. It was like, anyway. How people can get a hold of you, things like that.
Fantastic. So. Yeah, thanks. I mentioned that I work for Illinois People's Action. And there was somebody in my same position here about 6 or 7 years ago, I think. But I'm the new Illinois People's Action organizer right here in Springfield. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to talk with people and learn from, especially Springfielians, about the issues that are going on here. I know we've been heavily involved in the environmental justice issues in the area, so I'm more than willing to have conversations about that. And people can reach me. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm Poet Christopher D. Sims on Instagram. So those are definitely places that people can reach me and have a conversation and ask me questions that they may not have in regards to my role or who I am as an artist and poet.
And all those social media platforms are Christopher D. Sims.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
Just
on.
Keeping it simple.
No, that's the best way to do it, because I had to jump around. One of my accounts got hacked, and then so I can't, that name's gone. So I'm like, oh, geez. I got to use this like another thing and then have people get used to that one after a while. And so it's nice if you've got them all together right now.
Yeah.
So, right on. All right. Well, Christopher D. Sims, thank you very, very much for coming in and
You're
talking
welcome.
With us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking, too.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Definitely.
Oh, you know what? One more thing.
Yeah.
I have an album called Illinois Statesman. that me and a guy named Ricky White, who's from Illinois, mm-hmm. put together several years ago, but newly released it because that was recorded during the pandemic and we couldn't do what we wanted to with it. But look out for Illinois Statesman on all streaming services.
Right. Well, I'm glad I asked then, because see, if you would have left that out and we would have stopped rolling, and then you'd be like, oh, I need to, yes. I should have mentioned that. I should have mentioned that. That was a big one. I could have led with that, you know. So, anyway. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Christopher. It was great talking to you. All right. Christopher D. Sims recently moved to the Springfield area, and I appreciate that he came on the show, and I appreciate that he just came up and initiated a conversation with me. We'd like to hear from new voices and voices who may have been in the area their whole life. Community Voices is a production of NPR Illinois.